You are listening to Super Yacht Radio.
So welcome back to our segment about food from Finland. I am so excited to be talking about all the different products we have today. I haven't yet had the chance to try them all, but I'm really looking forward to trying the next one. I'm going to introduce to you Mrs. Mina Antonen, and she is from Biokia, if I'm saying it properly in Finnish, or yes. More conventionally in English, we'd say probably Biokia. Welcome to the show. Lovely to have you here.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
So a little bit of a view. I've seen kind of the website. Your company is definitely one that has kind of focused on nature first. A little bit about the company. You're established in Finland, but it's actually based in the north of Finland.
Yes. Yeah. Biokia products. They are manufactured by a Finnish family business, which is called Kiantama, and which is situated in the north of Finland. And the company has been in the berry business since 1973 already. Mm-hmm. So we know the nature of Finnish berries very well, and we have kind of an expert reputation in this field. Yes, we sell berry products both to industry and consumers, and also export to our products to all over the world. And Biokia is the consumer brand of our company, and all Biokia products, they are always made from organic berries, so they are organic products. And our company's business target is very simple. We want to get people eat more berries, as simple as that. But we also want to make sure that we use every part of the berry we pick from the forest, so that there would be as little as possible bio waste. We use when we make juice, we use the whole berry and dry the skin and pulp, and use also seeds. And maybe someday also we get to do something with the leaves also, which come with the berries.
You know, and one of the things that amazed me when I started last year talking about food from Finland was, I mean, I have to say in Ireland, when you say berry, we think blueberries, strawberries, raspberries. That's pretty much all you get in an Irish or English supermarket. Yeah. What amazed me was the huge variety of berries that are found in Finland. And it's not just sort of mass produced berries. There's also a tremendous amount that are brought in from forests and more kind of natural environments.
Yeah, all our berries come from the Finnish forests. They are not grown. They come from themselves.
Well, this is just curiosity, but are they like hand-picked or like, because to produce loads of them?
They are picked by people, not by any machines. So people go with the... It's not a machine, it's a picker, which you use by hand, and they go through forests and pick every single
hand-picked berries.
Yeah.
So what we're looking at, I mean, one of the products that Super Yacht Foodie are bringing in to the market is this sort of berry powder mix. So it's a dry, concentrated form of the berries that... obviously is going to last quite a long time, because that's the other thing I'm thinking about berries is, you know, and I know from my own experience, you get in a big bunch of berries and you think, oh, I can't wait to have them. And then you don't have them quick enough. And 2 days later, you kind of have moldy berries. So, which would not work in the market we're talking at. So having kind of a powder that can be used in various different and packaged up is a sort of fantastic way to contain. And I think that's the other big bit that we haven't got into yet, is still being able to retain all the nutrients and the benefits of berries in the product, which is one of the things you can also attest to.
That's true. That the dried berries and berry powders, they keep all the nutrients of the fresh berries also.
That's right. I mean, that was one of the things that I thought was amazing, that it's still retaining a tremendous amount of the fiber and the vitamins and all the kind of nutritional benefits that berries would have.
Yeah. And you only need to eat quite little of these products to get the daily amount of recommended amount of berries, which you should, or berries you should eat daily. So like one tablespoon of berry powder, it has like 1.5 deciliters. Deciliters of fresh berries, and then dried berries, they are one bag of those, or pouch of those, it means like 3.5 deciliters fresh berries. So, so it's a small amount you need to eat of these dried products.
With the powders, so I'm jumping a little bit, but with the powders, they can be used in various different ways. I mean, not only do they retain their nutritional value, but they also, I'm hoping to taste some soon, actually. I know there's some coming my way, but they also retain their flavor. So there is a lot of culinary uses you can use with a small amount. I mean, I'm thinking a tablespoon is probably a super start to your morning with a little bit of yogurt, and there you go, breakfast.
In smoothies and yogurt, and if you eat porridge, it's a great topping for that also. And you can use berry powders to almost any food you like, because it's just adding the spoon of powder and mixing. And
it still retains all the I know there was this fabulous, your website, there was this fabulous idea, I think, for a berry blueberry cheesecake.
Yes. You get nice color very naturally by using these berry powders.
Somebody also suggested about using it in, and I hadn't thought about this, but using it in cosmetics as well.
Yeah, there are companies, at least in Finland, that use berry ingredients also in their products.
Yeah, just because, a lot of people are kind of going for the more natural, mix things up. We all have now the simple basic ingredients to make a lot of kind of natural cosmetics at home. So the other wonderful thing about your berry products is that not only are they handpicked, but they also can attest to being very chemical free, because being organic, I mean, they're just sort of naturally organic, I would think, because they're out in natural farms and stuff.
Yes, all the berries that we use for Biokia products, they are picked from organically grown forests, where, for example, fertilizers or pesticides are not used at all. So the soil is also very clean where they grow. And therefore, we also know that the berries are clean when they come to our factory. And the organic certification, which we have, it sets very exact requirements for traceability. So we really have to know from which forest the berries come.
It is. I know from other people that getting the organic certification is a very strict process.
Yes.
So it is a real it's a really important certificate to have, but it's not an easy one to achieve, because they really do strictly control what is considered organic. And I'm sure, with that concentrated form, having something that is completely chemical free, there's not that many products on our shelves that can attest to that.
Yeah. And we, in our products, we don't use any additives. So it's really a natural, it's organic berry. And some products have some sugar, but there are also berry powders which don't have any added sugar even. So it's just the berry.
So 100% pure natural berries, which I presume are to make the powders, are dried out and then crushed down to create the berry powder.
So yes, we dry the whole berries and then crush down them to make the powder.
So 100% natural berries. And then packaged up, I'm thinking for, yacht provisioners on super yachts, the cupboard space is very, very small. I'm using the cupboard analogy on this. So I think one of the huge benefits of this product is your packaging is very, very simple. It's very easy to kind of contain
Yeah. We have all products packed in pouches, which are resealable, and as you use them, the package gets smaller, kind of, because it's more slight. Yeah, but it's a very, very small packaging. We have powders like 50 grams, or then bigger pouches like 150 grams, but it's still a small package, and you don't have to use so much. It's very, you can use many times one pouch. Yeah.
And to be honest, that's also handy, you know, that I know myself at home, not having to have put things in extra boxes or seal them up. Something that's ready to go will stay fresh.
However many directly from the pouch.
So, you know, I started by talking about being amazed at how many different types of berries there are. Could you give me an idea of just sort of the range of flavors that you have in the berry powders?
Yes, we have quite a large. We have used like the biggest berry product is bilberry, the Finnish wild bilberry, and then also lingonberry, which is very popular in Finland. And then we use sea buckthorn, but it's not a forest berry. It's more grown on the shores of the sea.
Yeah.
And then we use cloudberry. It's grown on the swamps.
Cloudberry? I have not tried that. Is it more... Unfortunately, I'm going to have to use the humble raspberry as my example, but in comparison to the raspberry...
Yeah, it's like raspberry, but...
Is it tartar, or sweeter?
I think raspberry is a little bit sweeter, but it has very sophisticated taste, this cloudberry. It's a highly evaluated berry in Finland. So, most of our products are bilberry and lingonberry, and then this sea buckthorn, which we use.
Which are very distinctive. I mean, I'm coming back to the fact that these would not be... and I've lived in France and Spain. These are not berries you would be able to see in any of those countries. They're quite distinctly Nordic.
And the
berries,
the Nordic,
you won't get anywhere else. I mean, it probably needs also the Scandinavian climate to.
Yeah, that's true. The climate is a big part of our berry quality, and the berries grown in Finland, they have, or in the north, they have special qualities because they have such a short this growing season, and they get all the light because also the nights are very light in there in the summer, so they get all the climate.
I did hear this last year that because the growing season is so short, really not only packs in the growing, but it also kind of packs in the flavor as well.
It concentrates everything.
Although I have had lingonberries, I haven't had cloudberries or the others, but that I'm told, and I'm going to make sure I try out this at some stage this year, but that it's a very intense flavor in comparison. You know, strawberries are nice, but... it's not an intense flavor, and that has what has been described to me as the big difference. And it is because of the climate.
And if you compare forest bilberries and grown blueberries, they are different type of berry, even though both are thought about like blueberries. Mm-hmm. We talk about bilberries here in Finland.
No. Well, I can't wait to try it out. we will be having a little bit later in the show a friend who's a nutritionist, so we will be talking in greater detail about not just the more, some of the more specific health benefits to berries, but you know, I mean, that's not only for the flavor, but that is one of the big reasons that we are encouraging people to have these, is because packed into that little pouch is a tremendous amount of fiber, vitamin C, you know, the more micronutrients And as you said at the start, like one tablespoon in your yogurt in the morning is going to be, you know, an equivalent to at least one of your portions of fruit for the day.
And the wild berries, they are real, real natural superfood. You can get all the good nutrients in very small portions, like you said.
Fantastic.
Benefits.
Well, Mina, thank you so much for joining us today. I have to say, this is definitely one of those products I would love to have on my own shelf. I'm very much looking forward to trying it out during the year. But thank you so much for joining us today and sharing a little bit more about these. The term beautiful berries kind of jumps up in my head.
Tasty.
But I look forward to trying them out later.
Yeah, great. Wonderful. Thank you.
Thank you.
Does provisioning make you moody? Well, look no further than Super Yacht Foodie. We source and test the finest food and drink, so when you order, you don't have to think. Check out the Super Yacht Foodie Instagram feed if gourmet inspiration is what you need. We don't sell the products directly to you. We work with all the provisioners you already knew. Contact your favourite provisioner or agent if you want the finest ingredients sent. We will connect you with the suppliers directly who will fulfil your orders 100% correctly. Email info@superyachtfoodie.com if you want to know where the best ingredients are from. Follow Super Yacht Foodie on Insta and Facebook and tag us to share the exquisite meals you cook. Super Yacht Foodie, rediscover your passion for provisioning.
This is Super Yacht Radio.